The rush hour only talk footy for 1 hour a day. Magic Round is 3 days of action-packed excitement in Brisbane. NRL Magic Round, Brisbane Suncorp Stadium this May.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to sit here every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, the NRL player movement madness is about to shift into gear, MG. Chad Townsend reportedly headed to the North Queensland Cowboys on a 3-year, $2 million deal.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
No.
I did not see that coming, and that's just started a domino effect that's going all around the league.
We are going to work through the machinations, as MG would call them, of what it means for other players, other clubs, who's going where, and who might end up playing in what jersey in 2022. But off the top, we need to discuss a little fight between a couple of gentlemen. Lucas Big Daddy Brown and Paul Gallen. The weigh-in took place today. Final press conference was yesterday, or so people may think, because ahead of the heavyweight fight between Paul Gallen and Lucas Big Daddy Brown, MG, we have both gentlemen on the line with us here on the Rush Hour. First up, Paul Gallen. G'day, gal.
Hey, mate. We're both on. How are you both here?
Yeah. And Lucas Big Daddy Brown. G'day, Lucas.
How you going, mate? How's things?
All right, well, I'll admit, MG, I'm a bit nervous. Even though they're both on the phone, I'm still a bit anxious about this.
Well, there's been, yesterday at the press conferences, there was some descriptive adjectives used. One was soft, one was This is getting real. Let's go to you first, brother. How are you feeling before tomorrow night's big one?
No, I'm going good, mate. I've had a hard preparation, you know, 10, 11 weeks of hard training and doing everything right and, you know, having good sparring sessions and preparing myself as best I can be. Thankfully, I haven't had a major injury for this one. I've had a few little niggles, but, yeah, I'm well prepared and I'm ready to go on Wednesday.
Lucas, same question. How are you feeling 24 hours out from this fight?
Very good, mate. It's only 6 rounds against a footballer that basically got a good cardio and he's good at a pub fight. That's about it. So, mate, I'm wrapped.
Gal, 11 fights, 10 wins and a draw against Barry Hall. How much confidence did you take out of your victory over Mark Hunt?
Oh, look, I take confidence out of it, fighting a bloke who been renowned for knocking blokes around the world for 20 years. I do take confidence out of it, but this is a different fight. You know, I respect what Lucas has done in the sport. He's done more than Mark Hunt in boxing. And he's a taller opponent. He's a different opponent. So the game plan can't be the same and it won't be the same. But I'm very confident in my ability and the blokes I've sparred against and how well I've gone and, you know, what I'm able to do. Lucas calls me the footy player and says I've got good cardio. He's exactly right. I do have good cardio. I'm going to come at him with pressure he's never, ever had before.
But Gal, just quickly on that, you mentioned Lucas's size. How have you gone finding sparring partners to replicate the 6'5", 6'6" opponent you'll be facing tomorrow night?
Yeah, look, I suppose getting 6'5", 6'6" is a bit hard, but, I mean, Willis Meehan's not far off that height. I sparred him early on. Asini Fosso's probably 6'4"-ish, 120 kilos, so sparred him plenty of times. Bowie Tupou is probably 6'2", 6'3". So probably missed out on that last inch or two, but certainly them guys I'm talking about.
Big men with and a lot bigger than me. So I've got through them okay, so I'm pretty confident I'll be all right.
Lucas, before this fight, have you and Gal met socially or while you're both playing in the Para Juniors or anything like that? Have you met before?
No, yeah, not socially. I believe it was after my world title when I come back. I was at a fight night, met him there, took some photos, had great chats. Met at a international airport when he was playing and I was on the way somewhere. So, yeah, there was never any bad blood prior to that. But when it comes to it, we're fighting now. So, yeah, all the talk side of things is gone and it's just punching on now.
You've had 31 fights, Lucas, 29 wins, 25 by KO, 2 losses. Have you ever met a better opponent as a promoter than Paul Gallen?
Mate, he does that well. To be honest, he does that well. Mate, it's just pissed me off. It's just made me angry, and I'm like, yeah, I get to actually punch him. That's good. It's not one of those ones where you get pissed off and you can't do anything about it because there's too many cameras and stuff. Like, I actually get to stand in a ring with him and give it back to him.
There you go. Gow, he's giving you a compliment. You're good at, you got good cardio and you're a good promoter.
Fantastic.
The promotion, I haven't had to promote this one. I've only run off the back of what Luke's has said. So I haven't had to make anything up in this, you know. Luke's has got himself to go, and I'm just a footy player, so I haven't come out and said anything outrageous that he hasn't said himself. I've just backed it up and I suppose supported what he said. And, yeah, look, as you said, mate, all the talk is done now. We've got to get in there and do it. And the thing about Lucas is Lucas thinks I'm just going to stand there and let him punch me. That's what all his opponents in Australia have done in the past. They're scared of him before they get in the ring. And while I have fears and I respect his power, I'm not just going to stand there and let him punch me. I watch all these knockouts. People stand there. They're shitting themselves. They just stand there waiting for it. That's not going to be me. It's going to be a totally different person he's fighting on Wednesday night.
Yeah, what's the biggest difference from a major rugby league game compared to a boxing match against a heavyweight an opponent? How do you prepare? Obviously, it would be different in a team sport compared to one on your own.
But I have the same mentality. As long as I've done the work, I can go there confident. And that's where I played footy for 20 years. I trained harder than anyone else, and I knew when I got on that field, I was prepared to do what I needed to do. And that's the same as boxing. I prepare well. I train hard. I spar the best sparring partners I can get. So on the night, I'm prepared. When you get in there and everyone gets out of the ring and it's only you two and a referee in there, the adrenaline's going and it's scary. But, all the work I've done previously just takes me through that and I get the job done.
Hey, Lucas, last fight of yours professionally was 9th of November 2019. What are you doing to overcome ring rust and the unfamiliarity of being in there?
That's where the sparring side of it comes in. It's the closest thing you're going to get to match fitness, so to speak. So, before I came over to Sydney 2 weeks ago, I did 6 days straight over there in Perth. Was dropping everyone, knocking everyone out, body shots, all that sort of stuff. I come over here to Sydney. I had 3 sparring sessions here just to make sure all the game plan was going well. I broke one of the guys' headgears. You got the metal bar that goes across the nose. I actually broke the headgear. So, yeah, I'm well and truly on track. I'm happy. It's 6 rounds, not like 12. So it's going to be very fan-friendly, I believe.
Before we let you go, boys, obviously we really thank you for your time and we can't wait to watch this fight tomorrow night. And as we said earlier, we urge all our listeners to get it.
Buy
this. Get main event. Get your mates over. Get to the pub. If the pub hasn't got it on, tell them to turn it on. We want this fight. You know, this is going to be one of the biggest fights in Australia because these two blokes, they're going to go hammer and tong. We'll give Gow last word, brother, before you head out tomorrow.
Oh, look, I do appreciate this opportunity. This is a big fight for myself. People in Australian boxing and even Lucas calls me the footy player. Lucas, I believe, he's bitter and even a little bit jealous of the success I've had in sport and the money I've made in boxing. But, you know, no one gave me a leg up anywhere in my life. I've done it all through hard work and dedication of what I had to do. So, once again, I've dedicated myself for the past 11 weeks. And I'm going to get this job done on Wednesday night and take him out and move on to see his next.
Lucas, final words before tomorrow night's fight?
But I'm happy. I'm excited. It's basically, all the bullshit's gone. So it's just now, it's just the punch-on part, and that's the bit I enjoy the most. So I'm ready to go.
Oh, I think the rest of Australia is going to enjoy the punch-on part as well.
Yes, I think they are.
Paul Gall and Lucas, Big Daddy Brown, gentlemen, best of luck with the final 24 hours of preparation. We cannot wait to watch this one tomorrow night.
Thanks, boys.
See you later.
3 days of action-packed excitement in Brisbane. The NRL's Magic Round, Brisbane Suncorp Stadium this May. Now let's pull a quiz out of this hat. Hang on, it's in here somewhere. Here it is. MG's Just Like Magic Quiz.
Just Like Magic Quiz.
Poof! Magic.
Yes, MG, it is time to hand out another boarding pass, hand out another room key.
Oh, yeah.
And some drink tickets.
And another menu.
Another menu and tickets to Suncorp Stadium.
Oh, how good.
Because we want to bring somebody else along to Magic Round in Brisbane. You can discover the magic of Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium's NRL Magic Round this May. There's plenty of fun to be had in Brisbane before and after kickoff. And all you need to do to join in is win a quiz, MG.
Yeah, and we've got two people on the line, two men today. Yesterday we had a boy and a girl. Today we've got Adam from Layla Park. G'day, Adam.
G'day, MG. G'day, Liam.
Hey, Adam.
And we've got Maxie from Maroubra. G'day, Maxie.
How you going, MG?
Fantastic, brother. Okay, what you've got to do in this test, you've got to answer 3 correct questions. Your name will be your buzzer. Let's test those. Let's go with Max first. Maxie?
Max.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's strong. Adam?
Adam.
Oh, that's good.
Here we go, boys. May the best man win. Question number 1. Name two of the new coaches this season in the NRL.
Max.
Max.
Go for it, Max.
Two new coaches.
Kevin Walters.
That's one.
One.
And Nathan Brown.
That's two. Correct.
You could
all
have
right.
Trent Barrett, Todd Payton, or Hook Griffin.
There's
that's
enough
the other
of
ones.
Them.
Okay. That's one to Maxie. Question number two. Which player has just been suspended for 5 weeks?
Adam.
Max.
Adam was in first.
Adam.
From the Bulldogs. What's his name?
That is the question.
That's the question.
Hang on. Yeah, he played with Bulldogs player.
Yeah, going to need more.
What's his name, buddy?
Going to have to ding you.
Max.
Max. Max.
Jack Hetherington.
Oh, Hetherington.
Okay. Adam, if you fight back here, mate, it'll be one of the epic proportions.
2-0 down. Yes.
Okay, question number three. Which player scored a try and set up two in his return from a hamstring injury on the weekend?
Adam in first, clearly.
Tommy Turbo.
Oh,
here he comes. Here he comes. Question number four. Who is the captain of the Australian Kangaroos?
Adam.
Oh, I heard Adam.
Oh, yes, Adam.
The captain of the Australian Kangaroos would be...
Oh, no, Adam.
Oh. No.
I hate to do it to you. Max.
Boyd Cordner.
Oh!
Yes.
Maxie from Maroubra is coming to Magic Round.
Congratulations, Max.
Oh, yeah,
Max.
You beauty.
You are on the plane.
Max, who are you going to bring, mate? Who are you bringing with you as your friend?
I don't
your
know.
Plus one.
It's either going to be my old man or my girlfriend. So I'll pick between
good on you, buddy.
Oh,
congratulations. Adam, bad luck, buddy.
Adam, whoever that brains trust is in the background with you, they need to be sharper on the Google.
No one. It was just me, mate.
That's the problem. Next time you're going to have three or four with you, brother. Your posse.
Gentlemen, thank you both for playing. Congratulations to Max. He is joining us in Brisbane for NRL Magic Round, Suncorp Stadium. Going to be outstanding. If you want to play, we've got more spots on the plane. TripleM.com.au to register.
Show me to my...
On Triple M's Rush Hour,
he doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
It's player movement madness.
MG, I have one of those detective-style pin boards, flow charts, up here in the office, trying to understand...
Usual suspects type thing.
What the hell is going on in the NRL player movement market? Because, and do you know what wasn't on my board? Chad Townsend agreeing to a 3-year deal at the North Queensland Cowboys for $2 million.
Well, that's just something that's blown me out of the water. I don't know why the Cowboys are chasing two halfbacks who are exactly the same type of player in Dearden and Townsend. I didn't see it coming. I did not see it coming that Townsend was going to go to the Cowboys. That means they've picked him over Adam Reynolds. And if I'm being serious, I'm taking Reynolds 8 days a week.
Have they overpaid? If the reports of the contract value are true, Chad Townsend, 3-year deal, $2 million, that's what's being reported widely, have they overpaid?
What's that, about 690?
Yeah, just under 700 a year.
Wow. Good coin if you can get it, Chad. Great coin.
You can understand
you can
why Chad's taken it, but do you think the Cowboys have maybe panic bought here?
Oh, I don't know, because the fact that they're going after Dearden pretty heavily as well, that means Scott Drinkwater's on the outer, and I would persist with him. I think he's your long-term Michael Morgan at 5'8".
Okay.
So I would have went for either Dearden or Townsend. I wouldn't have went for both of them because they're very similar. They're both small bodies, both very hard to hide in a defensive line. You need a big running 5'8". Every team, it's a prototype going forward. Most teams, unless you're a Jerome Luai with beautiful feet, but most teams in the future will have a 5'8 who's a Jack Whiten type mould or a Cameron Munster type mould.
Okay. That's the situation for the Cowboys. Now, Chad Townsend is set to meet with Craig Fitzgibbon, the incoming coach for the Sharks, this week to tell him he wants to take up that deal. What does it mean for Cronulla? Because now they've lose Chad Townsend, a player that presumably was set to stay. He had another year or an option in his favour for next year. Now they've got to make a decision to re-sign Sean Johnson and Matt Moylan, who are both off contract at the end of this year. Do they re-sign both, or do you think they need to prioritise one?
Well, it all depends on how Johnson comes back from that Achilles injury. When you're a halfback and you're coming back from an Achilles injury, that's everybody's watching you like, you know, under a microscope because they want to see how you come back, because that's a major injury. At the moment, I would say they're favouring Johnson over Moylan.
Really?
I would say they're favouring that. I would say that the club are favouring Johnson over Moylan, yes.
Okay.
So that means that they need someone to go with him in the halves, and that could be Drinkwater, or that could be Adam Reynolds.
Do you you get the sense that, I mean, Adam Reynolds, Sydney boy, born and bred, family is here, You know, South Sydney all his life. Do you think the opportunity to stay in Sydney will be a draw card for him, or do you think if the Broncos come in with a bigger money offer, he'll take cash over location?
We'll put it this way. I think the Cowboys cottoned on that he wasn't that keen on going there because he would have been a priority. He would have been a priority. In my eyes, they've spoken to him. He said, mate, you know what? I've got four kids. I would love to go up there and retire and hopefully win a competition with you, but I'm not going anywhere for the next few years. I'd rather ply my trade here, and I think that's why they went for Townsend.
Ooh, okay, I like. So the Sharks potentially sitting position A1 to secure Adam Reynolds. The other element to all of this is Jackson Hastings is set to return to the NRL next year. 25-year-old Hastings is going to join the West Tigers. Now, Adam Dewey, what we've seen over the past 3-4 weeks with him in the halves alongside Luke Brooks has been outstanding and really encouraging.
Dewey's that big body I just spoke of. Adam Dewey is the prototype 5'8". He's the one that he'll be there mainstay for the next 5 years.
So does this return of Hastings reinforce your view that Luke Brooks needs a sea change?
Oh, of course I do. I'll reinforce it. I'll double down on it. Every time the Tigers win, it's somebody else's doing. Every time they lose, it's Luke Brooks' fault. So I think he's on a hiding to nothing. As long as he's wearing the Tigers jersey. I know he's publicly said he doesn't want to go anywhere, and he's not going anywhere. But I just think I think now's the time. I think he would be a valuable commodity for any other club. Sometimes you just get stuck in the mud. You know, you just keep on hitting, you know, you're in quicksand and you're trying to get out of it. And I think it'd be both good for both parties, for the Tigers and for Luke Brooks if he went somewhere else. And who knows now? What's going to happen?
Do you know, a rough picture. It's like a magic eye. I'm slowly starting to... That picture's starting to form shape. Everything lining up, I see Adam Reynolds at the Sharks next year.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke Brooks has had a perfect hype man for him at South Sydney this year in a bloke by the name of Benji Marshall.
Yep.
And if Demetriou's had any questions about the potential for Luke Brooks to fit into Demetriou's plans for 2022, a bloke by the name of Benji Marshall, who we know is a fan of Luke Brooks.
Yep. Well, I suggested that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
A straight swap, and a lot of listeners and people online said I need to go get a HIA test and stuff like that. But here we are 2 weeks later, and we're talking about the same thing.
I think you can lock it in. Brooks is a bunny in 2022. Reynolds and the Sharks. Lock it in. Lock it in. Print the jerseys. It's a happening. Oh, this player movement matters. You can tell this is not the last time we've done this.
No way. No way.
All right. Don't forget, you can discover the magic of Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium's NRL Magic Round this May. There's plenty of fun to be had in Brisbane before and after kickoff. Before we go today, it's time to do one of these. It's MG's way too early State of Origin side.
Ho, ho, stop the press. Stop the press. No, we're changing it up a bit now. From now on, I'm taking this seriously.
Okay.
We've only got 50 days until Origin starts, so I'm starting to pick every second week. I'll pick the team if we're playing a game in 10 days. So this is my Origin team right now.
So this is Pat. So we've been having a bit of fun with this, saying we're a long way off from Origin.
Had a bit of fun. I was going straight away on form, that weekly form. I was going weekly form. So, you know, Hudson Young was in there for once, and we had Barnett in there. Mm. We had Bradman Best, but they all could still make it. But this is my team if picked today, and we're playing Queensland in 2 weeks.
But now this is pack your bags. We're getting to the Crown Plaza at Coogee Beach. We're in camp.
Correct.
All right, let's roll it out.
Fullback is James Tedesco.
I reckon his bags are already packed.
Yeah, he's a moral. On the wings, I have Josh Adokar. And making his debut for New South Wales will be Brian To'o.
So you think he gets in?
Yeah, I think he gets in. I think he gets in based on his performances in the first 6 rounds. And if he can go anywhere near that in the next 4 weeks, he's one of the first ones picked in that back line. What a weapon to have. What a weapon.
Daniel Tupou is the obvious omission there. Okay, but Brian To'o, right.
In the centres, Latrell Mitchell and Tom Trbojevic.
Wow, it's starting to feel like 2019 again. Or 2018.
Only took me one game to see him back, and he's rushed into the team with great haste is Tommy Turbo.
I think because there was a lot of conversation off the back of last year's series loss, MG, that, oh, Freddie's picked too many blokes out of position. But I think even you said at the time that Tommy's an exception to the rule.
Oh, yeah. Tommy's a big exception. And look, at the time, we all thought that, you know, Gutherson and Whiten were the best men for the job until Capel and Gagai taught him a lesson. You know,
hindsight's 20/20.
It is. Of course it is. And we all thought the same. So my half and 5/8, obviously, I deliberated a little bit for this on the 5/8 because Jerome Luai has presented a very good case. But Cody Walker's form has just been through the roof again, and he's the incumbent. So he gets the number 6 jersey for the game one. And Nathan Cleary gets the jersey for game one in number 7.
Okay.
My front row, Daniel Saifidi, Junior Paulo, and Damian Cook.
Okay, familiar faces there again.
My second row, Tyson Frizzell and Angus Crichton. And my lock forward, Isaiah Yeo.
Okay, so you think he gets a starting spot. So no Jake Trbojevic in the starting 13. All right, let's get to your bench.
Ryan Pappenhausen will wear jersey number 14.
Oh, and I reckon there'll be a riot if he doesn't.
Oh, there's going to be a riot. Cam Murray's number 15.
Yes.
Mr. Fix-It. He could play anywhere in the forward pack. He can play centre if he wants to, if he has to. Payne Haas is my other front row off the bench. He's done enough to show me that he's ready to roll.
Yep.
And the last position, I'm going off something that I don't usually do and go on reputation because the opening month or 5 weeks hasn't been kind to this guy, but I think he's got Origin written all over him. Once he pulls a blue jersey on, it's brother of Turbo, Jake Trbojevic.
Mm.
I had to find a spot for him. It was out of him and Nathan Brown, and Nathan Brown was very close to selection, but I went back on, you know, reputation a bit and knowing that he'll get the job done in the blue jersey. And Nathan Brown did too when he played last year as well. So it's going to be a ding-dong battle for these last couple of spots on the bench and back row, I would imagine, over the next 50 days to see who are. Well, not 50 days, it'd be more like 40 days until the next side's pick. So give it a five weeks' time, we start to pick our team. That's exciting.
You would think that, you gave the wing spot to To'o, but you just know that Daniel Tupu will be in the squad. Same thing with Nathan Brown, particularly with where the Eels are sitting on the ladder. The thing about Jake, I guess, is off the back of the win over the weekend against the Titans, if that...
Well, 2 weeks in a, two in a row, Liam.
Well, yeah, and the win over the Warriors the week before. If that form line continues for the Sea Eagles, you just know that Jake's form will improve. And as you mentioned, you know Freddie better than most. Trust matters so much to him in this team, and he trusts Jake Trbojevic as much as any of the players that have won the series over the last in 19 and 18. So, all right,
yes.
MG, well, I like it. I like it. I like that we're starting to get a bit serious with your Origin side as well, because it means we're getting close.
That's exactly right. I'm getting the goosebumps already. Just thinking about State of Origin this year, I think it's going to be one epic, epic encounter.
I like that they're not messing around with the jersey too. They've announced that there's a new Puma jersey
apparel?
That the Blues
will be
wearing this year. It's just that pure sky blue, not messing around with anything. It looks good. It looks sharp.
Yeah, looks fantastic. Mm. Looks fan-bloody-tastic.
All right, there you go. That is MG's not too early. Origin team, it is. We're serious these days talking about the Origin team.
It's my serious Origin team.
51 days to go to game one of the 2021 State of Origin series. I can't wait. All right, MG, we got to get out of here. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have a round preview podcast for round 7, and you'll be dropping your tips. So everybody who's battling at the bottom of the ladder for their tipping, as I am, you can cheat and take MG's tips, and we'll be no doubt getting ourselves comfy for the Gallen Big Daddy Brown fight.
Can I wait? As per usual, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
The Rush Hour only took footy for 1 hour a day. Magic Round is 3 days of action-packed excitement in Brisbane. NRL Magic Round, Brisbane Suncorp Stadium this May.